Hey, what's up, everyone? It's your boy Rob here. Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. Very excited to introduce our guest today. It's our first interview in 2 years here on the podcast, and we have Little Luna. We first saw her rise to fame on the legendary Disney Channel show Sweet Life on Deck as the very funny Addison, and now she's a successful musician very early into her music career. And she just has a lot of, you know, positive and inspirational messages, so I hope you all enjoy. Make sure to check her out on social media everywhere. Make sure to follow her at Little Luna. Make sure to listen to her music on Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. Just search for Little Luna. All right, guys, before we get into this interview, I want to talk to you guys really quick about SeatGeek. Of course, SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there. And of course, we are part of Team SeatGeek. And as I always say, my favorite thing about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they really do their best in helping you find the best deal possible. If you're interested in tickets for a concert, comedy show, a game, anything like that, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our code RobGao, R-O-B-C-A-O, and you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, make sure to use code RobGao, R-O-B-C-A-O, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. And now, let's get into this interview with Little Luna. All right, guys, so we have a very special guest today. We have Little Luna. We first saw her rise to fame on the legendary Disney Channel show, Sweet Life on Deck. And now she's a successful musician. And it's just an honor to have you on the show today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to get to hear more of my story and in turn get to share my music with more people. So thank you. And for whoever's watching this, thank you for listening.
Of course. All right, so to start you off here, like I said, we all saw you rise to fame on the legendary Disney Channel show, Sweet Life on Deck, which is my favorite Disney show of all time. So with that said, what was like that process of, you know, landing that role on such a popular and beloved like Disney Channel franchise, like the Sweet Life?
Sure. So a little bit about my history is I started acting when I was 12 in a small town in Pennsylvania, signed with an agent and a manager in LA when I was 13. And my dad got laid off from his job right at the time I got signed. And so my parents made a huge sacrifice and a choice to have my dad travel with me to Los Angeles every fall and every spring. And at the time, the way that the TV and film industry worked is the fall was really heavy on TV show auditions. It was called episodic season. And in the spring was pilot season, when all the new shows were, all the new pilots were being made and shows were being picked up. And then films were always kind of year round. Now everything is always year round, but then it was really heavy fall and spring. So I would travel back and forth, and Sweet Life was one of the auditions that my agent sent me on. But what's funny is it was the first episode I did was in season one. So the show wasn't out yet. So when I read like Sweet Life on Deck, I wasn't sure if it was correlated to Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, because that wasn't information that was released, that there was going to be three seasons on the ship after the three seasons in the hotel. So interesting enough, I didn't go into the audition treating it really any differently than any of my other auditions, because I just wasn't. And in the script, a lot of the time with new shows and new films, they'll use different character names and different settings. So like, I just wasn't too sure what I was auditioning for. And I just knew what my character's description was. And I connected with the character that I booked. Her name is Addison. I connected with her right away. And I thought she was like so funny and so fun and really just a more energetic, slightly more annoying version of myself. And the physicality I got to bring into the audition, I think, is part of what helped me book the job. I had some physical comedy built into my audition. And yeah, that was one of the many, many, many auditions I had. And when you're an actor, most of the time you audition and it's a no, but that one was a yes. And it was my first time on television, first show I'd ever booked. And I actually auditioned for it And it filmed like while I was in LA, like one of the back and forth periods that I was already out here. So I filmed the show and it was supposed to just be one episode, just that episode. And the writers and the producers of the show loved my character so much that then they ended up bringing me back a few more times throughout season 2 and 3. And so that's the history and journey of that. It's still my favorite role that I've ever played. And I feel just very grateful for that season of my life. It feels like a lifetime ago, but really grateful for that opportunity.
No, I love all of that. Especially I love when you started talking there in the beginning about your parents, like just supporting you and what you wanted to do. I think that's, you know, something that like some people don't have. Like, thankfully, I have similar parents that, you know, they support me and they want me to go after, you know, what I love. So I think that's amazing to hear. So to stay within Disney Channel really quick, just a random question. If you could pick any other Disney Channel show to be in, which show would you pick?
I mean, everything I'm focused on and passionate about at this point in my life is music. So I wouldn't choose to be on a TV show right now. But in the future, like I could see me one day when I'm like 50 or 60, like going back and playing a mom on one of the shows. I think that would be really fun. But that's a hypothetical. I know your question is like, what other show would it have been? So I guess at the time that I was on the show, like I would have loved to be on Hannah Montana because Miley Cyrus was and is still our queen. I think that that would have been a really fun experience.
Nah, I love that. All right, yeah. So now to get into your music journey as Little Luna. So I was reading, you know, on your website that Little Luna is basically your safe space. So I'm happy to hear that. And what would you say inspired you to use like the name Little Luna?
Yeah, so when I got signed with my acting agent, I found out that I loved to act the same day I found out I loved to sing. It was from doing a musical in sixth grade at my just like public school, my elementary school. And when I was signed, I dove into acting, and it took many, many years for me to allow myself to even say, I want to make music. And then even furthermore, oh, I'm going to make music and it's time now. There was like a little voice inside me that was just like, I can't put this off any longer. And so even though I had no background in the music industry, I don't play any instruments outside of my voice. The time came where I was like, you know, there's opportunities in life where you have to either step up and take the risk and see what growth comes from it, or just stay the same forever and wish that you would have done something. So I really pushed myself outside of my comfort zone. And for me, it was important to have my music be under not my like birth certificate name. For a few different reasons, but one of them was really just, I needed to have a name that gave me permission to be making music, because all my life I've been known as one name, as this actor. And I don't say this self-deprecating way. Like I never became a successful actor. I had moments of success. And that's okay. That journey is all a part of my story, really, in the music and the songs that I sing now and the lyrics that I write. And I needed to have another name for it to be my safe space, to give myself permission to try a completely new career, to put everything I've known to the side and been like, it's time to follow this inner voice. And I knew for many years that my name would be a variation of Little Luna, but then the name itself came to me in a meditation a couple months before I started making any music. For me, it was really important that I knew what my name was, what my identity was, before I even made a single song. So then once that name came to me in a meditation, it was just like all green lights. And from there, everything has happened very quickly. I think because I've put it in place and I've had amazing people beside me to just encourage me. And I have many friends that have been in the music industry for a while, and I feel very grateful for those friendships. People have just given me insight once I dove in. So I think that's part of why things have moved along quickly, is my passion and my plans that I put in motion, and also the help of people around me.
Got you. I think something in your story there that's really relatable. I think a lot of us sometimes, yeah, we have like this like thing inside, you know, like something you want to try. Like you said, you wanted to try music. And a lot of us let our minds like take over, and we never end up going for that dream or that feeling inside. So I think that's a really like relatable story. And but yeah, I'm glad you're able to, you know, go on that music journey. And I was going to say your newest song, I love, it's called Happy Sad. It got released February 23rd. So last week. And yeah, it's just an amazing song. Not only is it like catchy and, you know, like anyone can listen to it, like the lyrics are so meaningful and impactful. Mm. And I noticed you actually posted a reel about it yesterday, Happy Sad. So what went into like creating that specific song?
I did. Thanks for listening to it. So in January, I released my second ever EP, The Wildflower Woman, and sold out my first headlining show here in Los Angeles. I think the 7th or 8th time I've ever been on stage. So that was just a huge, beautiful moment to me. And I feel so grateful for everyone that was able to be there and all the fans that listened to my music that weren't there in person, but are just like constantly hyping me up on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, all the places, like just really fueling the fire of my music. So I appreciate you listening. And Happy Sad is the first single to come after The Wildflower Woman. And it's the first of many songs where I'm moving into what I feel like is phase two of being a wildflower woman, where not all of the work that you do blossoms in the sun. Some of it is really done in the shade. And that's kind of foreshadowing the music that's coming this year. All my music like lives in the same indie rock world, I think, anyways. But Happy Sad is the first where I feel like I'm bridging the sunlight of The Wildflower Woman and kind of the shade of some of the future songs that are to come. And with Happy Sad, I worked with a producing trio called The Fund. They have their own artist project and have had it forever, called New Beat Fund. They've been around and they know what they're doing and they know how to make a song. And the three of us got together at a time where I was really just struggling. And that's what the song, like you said, the lyrics talk about. Oh man, with how life, you can be so happy and so sad at the same time. It's not always just depression or extreme joy. I find a lot of the time it's, your day is filled with both. And so that's my song about that. And it was, the lyrics are partly inspired by this roller rink that I grew up going to in Pennsylvania called Skate Castle. And we ended up filming the visualizer video that goes with the song. It's out on YouTube at a roller rink here in LA. And so I have my roller skates on and my bell bottoms. And I actually asked the three boys who I made the song with to be in like the background of the video. So that's like a little Easter egg for anyone who watches it. Like the three guys that are in it are the three producers and co-writers that I made the song with. I try to, in all of my music videos and visualizers, put in just like little bits that they mean something to me, whether they mean anything to anybody else, you know, what art is subjective. But for me, it was so fun to have them in the background of that video. And the song is so upbeat, even though it's so sad. And I think that's just a fun juxtaposition of life in general.
Not for sure. I agree. Yeah, another relatable like part of your story. I think that's amazing. And definitely we all go through our ups and downs, like you said, on a daily basis. And I think something sometimes we don't like realize that it's normal, you know, to have the feelings that we have. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Just let it out. So yeah, I love that song a lot. And yeah, like you said, you're talking about The Wildflower Woman. So in terms of that, like specific EP, what was there a specific goal that you're trying to get out of the music that was released in that EP?
No, there wasn't a specific goal. I think because I have a very specific goal with all of my music, and that it, all of my music is in some way, shape, or form about allowing yourself to be your truest self. Cause that's been my journey, right? I had to allow myself to be this new version of myself, this one who creates music, this one who no longer auditions for TV and film, this one who writes her own stories. And the main theme with Wildflower Woman, and something that like I was just was and still am really passionate about, is that a wildflower can grow on the side of the highway, in the dirt, in the trash, with semi trucks just flying by it, yet it remains like so delicate and soft, and it's so resilient. And this last year of my life, I feel like personally, I've had to find a new level of resilience just with things that I've experienced. And I'm a woman, so naturally I'm going to gravitate towards Wildflower Woman. But just in general, I think we're all wildflower people who have the choice to remain soft and like open to joy and to the magic of the world, even though we go through hard things, or we have the choice to really harden. And my hope with my music is that, like, yeah, I'd help people, or not even help, but encourage or inspire people to know, like, you're allowed to be whoever you are, just as you are. And the things that you go through just make you more resilient. They don't have to steal your joy, make you hard. I think that the things that we go through, we have that choice to like stay open to life or to close off. And that's what the Wildflower Woman and how I feel it's wildflower people are all about.
No, I love that. I love that. So a quick question that popped into my head, but like, do you have any specific like artists who have like inspired you over the years?
Yeah. So my parents played all types of music, all genres, cultures when I was growing up. But vocally, I listened to a lot of Etta James. And so even though I don't make jazz or R&B, there's a lot of vocal influences from her. And then as far as my music as a whole, I feel like if Florence and the Machine and Maggie Rogers and Stevie Nicks had a baby, it would be me, if I could be so bold as to say. And those women have inspired me beyond. They're some of my favorite artists and some of my favorite musicians to look to for not only like what they sound like, but just how they carry themselves in the industry and as musicians. Very inspired by them.
Nah, okay, that's cool. Now I'm hoping for you then, or manifesting that you're able to, you know, work with them someday. That'd be amazing.
Oh my gosh, that would be so beautiful and so wild, and it can happen. Anything can happen.
Amen. Nah, I'm with you. All right, so a couple minutes ago you brought up like how, you know, you've done a couple of shows, you sold one out. Do you have any plans soon on any like upcoming show dates?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I think I need to like actually like sit down and count, but I think I've been on stage 7 times ever as Little Luna, this music project I only launched a couple years ago. And my second and third shows ever were opening for 5 Seconds of Summer. And that was an amazing opportunity. And the Five Sauce fans are just like, they're it. Like, they're in it. They were so welcoming and loving. And some of my most diehard fans right now are Five Sauce fans. So I feel so grateful to the whole Five Sauce team for giving me that opportunity. And then after that, I got to open for an artist called Jaguar Twin, who he's blowing up right now and is just an amazing person. And then I got to open for the Steve Miller Band, which I grew up listening to with my dad. And I still kind of can't believe that I got to open for them. They are an iconic band from the 70s. And a lot of the influence in my music, and especially in my wardrobe, you can't see right now, but I got my big bell bottoms on. is very inspired by the 70s. And with all of that being said, is I really wanted for this EP to put on my own show, to not be opening for somebody else, although my goal is to get out on tour as soon as possible and open for a band that will have me. But for this, I wanted to cultivate my own show, and I wanted to book the opener, and I wanted to have the whole vibe. I wanted to have a photo center. I wanted to have the merch. I really wanted to give people like a little tiny taste of what future Little Luna shows will be like, because I have plans and I have visions for it all. And I, of course, every artist hopes to sell out a show, but to sell out my first headlining show, it being my 7th or 8th time ever on stage, was just a huge affirmation. And just like, I'm just proud of myself for making the pivot that I did, because it has not been easy. And getting to have that opportunity surrounded by, since it's LA, you know, friends, family, like, and fans, was just so powerful. And so I'm taking that momentum and using it to pitch myself to open for other bands out on the road this year. So I don't have any tour offers yet, but they can happen at any time. Especially, I think that my show is just like getting to show people just a mini version of what future shows will be like. And I think people always want to, like, you know, a million people make music, a million people, or a billion, or however many, release songs all the time. But what I have to tell is my story. And my favorite thing is connecting with people in person and singing for people in person. So I'm glad that I got to have that little preview to show people, like, hey, put me in, coach. You know, like, not only can I do it, we will have such a good time. So that being said, I do have a show coming up in May, but I'm not, it hasn't been released yet. So I can't say anything further other than just like follow me on Instagram and TikTok and all the places, and stay tuned to see where that show is going to be.
Gotcha. Sounds good. No, hopefully, yeah, I'm like in Miami, so, you know, I'm in the East Coast, but who knows? I might have to like fly over there for a show. That'd be pretty
cool. You might have to fly out for May, or I really do believe it's only a matter of time before I'll be getting the tour, the full US, and, Miami's such a fun city, so I'm sure it won't be too long before there's a Little Luna show there.
Let's go. That'll be amazing. So before we wrap up, I was wondering if I could ask you some like quick, you know, like rapid fire type of questions.
Sure.
Okay.
That's not my strong suit. I'm much more of a ponderer. But let's do it. Say yes and see what happens.
Yeah, you don't have to answer quick, but yeah, basically just to learn a little bit, you know, about you. So what would you say are some of your favorite TV shows?
TV shows currently, like, to watch?
Yeah, it could be like from now or the past. Like,
nice. Yeah. Okay, so I love White Lotus season 1 and 2, and the opening credit song that went along with them. That's what I've watched most recently that I feel like I was passionate about. That being said, my like happy place show is like The Great British Bake Show. Like, that's always like, that's like just my comfort happy place when it's just like a rough day. And then I always will go back to watching New Girl. I think it's so funny. And the actors and the way that they have sunk into their characters on that show, I think is just like phenomenal. So those are my three.
Got you. Okay. No, actually I love White Lotus too. Like, I can't wait for season 3. Such a, yeah. It just like, it leaves you wanting more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's intense.
For sure. All right. So what are some of your favorite movies?
It's cliche, but my favorite movie of all time is The Titanic. It just is. I also really love What's Eating Gilbert Grape, young Leonardo DiCaprio and Johnny Depp. Really like heart-wrenching film. And then as far as like recent time goes, I loved the Barbie movie. And I do not care if I'm one of a billion people who have to say that. I thought, from like my background being in film and television, to take such an iconic giant franchise and be able to sum it up into one film, I don't think people understand like just what a huge feat that is. So whether people loved it or they didn't love it, it's just a huge feat to take Barbie and like put it into a movie. And I thought it was really well done. And it's absolutely easily like one of my favorite movies of all time.
No, yeah, super successful. And yeah, I have to say, I'm a big like fan of Cheers. And Rhea Perlman, like in her short role in the Barbie movie, I think it was like super underrated. I thought she did such a great job.
That's awesome. We love rooting for the underdogs or the small roles, right? Because there are no small roles, only small actors. And it's like every single person on set is so important. Same as in music, every single person in the studio is so important. And especially with film and TV, like every person on set matters. Every single job matters. Everyone like, you know, comes together to make a film or TV show or song what it is.
For sure. All right. So what are some of your favorite places like to travel to, like travel destinations, I guess?
Yeah. Easy one. Europe, Italy, England. I got to go to England for my first time last summer. And that's actually where I wrote one of the songs that's on the Wildflower Woman EP, Enjoy the Sun. It was the last session I had in London. And I cannot wait to go back to London. I love it so much as a musician. I feel so inspired there. And then food-wise, just because I'm a big foodie, Italy is just the best food that I've ever had in my life. And I could salivate just like thinking about the pasta and the vegetables and the dessert. I can't wait to go back.
I'm with you. It's amazing how like the pasta, they do it fresh. It's all homemade. It's so different like eating it there compared to eating it, you know, in the US, all the preservatives or whatever they put in. It's like completely different.
Yeah. I don't know the ins and outs, but it's different for sure.
For sure. All right. So before we wrap up here, is there like, I don't know if you want to send some sort of message to the audience or anything you want to put out there?
Yeah. Thank you for asking that. My message to you is just that you are allowed to be whoever you are, exactly as you are. You are allowed to be that. And I think all of us have the opportunity to grow, whether that's like a meditation practice, going to therapy, walking outside in the trees, like connecting to nature. Like we all have a responsibility to grow, but just like at your core, you have so much value and you're your own unique expression and you're needed in this world. And yeah, I just hope when you listen to my music, you're reminded like you're allowed to be your truest self, and your who that is going to change again and again and again in this one lifetime. And I think that's a beautiful journey that we get to go on. Hard, so freaking hard, but beautiful.
No, I love that. I love that. All right. So where can the people find you, you and your music and social media and all that?
Yes, my music is everywhere. Anywhere that you look, Little Luna or Little Luna Music, you will find me. All the music videos are on YouTube. Almost all of them are directed by me. On Instagram, at Little Luna. On YouTube, Little Luna Music. And if you do come and, you know, if you watch this interview and then you've found my music or you come to my Instagram, send me a DM and say that you found me here. And I'd love to say hi.
Sounds good. And I'll be sure to put like all the links and stuff in the description. But yeah, Luna, thank you so much for joining me today. And it was an honor to get to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, either watching or listening to our interview today with Little Luna. It was an absolute pleasure and blessing to be able to chat with her. I want to thank her again for giving me the time, you know, to come on the show and talk to us and share such, you know, positive messages. I hope you all enjoyed. Make sure to, you know, once again, check her out on social media at Little Luna. Make sure to, you know, listen to her music. Just search for Little Luna. Her brand new song is amazing, Happy Sad. Of course, we covered it in the interview. And yeah, once again, shout out to Little Luna. Shout out to all of you guys out there for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at @theflame_es and @RobGao, R-O-B-C-A-O. And until next time, everyone, take care.